the powers that be are at war against decentralization in every area that you can imagine. Energy, finance, medicine, knowledge, right? Money, obviously. And it's incredibly useful to see the world through this lens of understanding what's going on as a war against decentralization. For example, why was cold fusion viciously attacked in 1989 and slandered and smeared, and the scientists that demonstrated it at first, Fleischmann and Pons, why were they smeared and ostracized from the physics community? Was it because their research was flawed? No. They demonstrated cold fusion, now known as low-energy nuclear reactions, LENR, or LENR. And it has been true ever since that LENR is real. It exists. It's been replicated in hundreds of laboratories around the world, and it's being commercialized right now. There are licensing agreements that have been signed involving this area of technology. It has come a long way. You're going to see it rolled out. But why was it suppressed? It's very simple. Because it decentralized power. It would allow people to have power generators in their own homes and to not need the power grid from a centralized source. So why does the system want you to depend on them for power? Well, because then they can cut it off. Then they can monitor it. They can monitor it with smart meters. Or they can cut it off, or they can shut off your heat in the winter, which is exactly what happens to a lot of people right now. We've seen this reported in the media over the last couple of winters. People have their thermostats controlled by the power company, and they're not allowed to heat their homes beyond a certain temperature. Same can happen with air conditioning. And this doesn't affect everybody. I'm talking about certain power companies, certain smart meters, but it is possible for everyone to be enslaved in this way. Now, Google, supposed to be a search engine. It's not a search engine. It is a disinformation engine. The entire purpose of Google right now is to misinform humanity, that is to isolate human beings from knowledge and to surveil them. It's a spy machine and it's a disinformation machine. But the technology that drives Google, which involves a spidering of a lot of websites, indexing a lot of content, and then having search results algorithms that are also personalized based on a person's search history and which websites they visited, etc. This technology, 20 years ago, or even 5 years ago, required a massive data center. I mean, today it still does. But what's about to happen, especially with information, is that all the world's printed knowledge will fit in a device, a storage device, that can fit on one desktop computer and then, before long, a laptop computer. Now, how is that possible? Well, all the world's human knowledge fits within about 1 petabyte, you know, roughly, give or take. I've looked into this. With a few hundred terabytes, you can encapsulate almost all the English language knowledge of the world that's ever been printed, that has ever been published. But in a petabyte, you can really encapsulate virtually everything that every human being has ever published in every language. A petabyte of storage is, of course, 1,000 terabytes. And it's not a small amount of storage. Today, if you wanted to store that much data, you would have to have a series of massive hard drive storage devices, you know, network attached storage typically, or direct attached storage. And you would spend quite a bit of money doing that, and it's a pretty big operation. That's all going to be downsized through either optical storage or even biological or biochemical storage technologies. But there are optical storage technologies that have already been invented and announced that are multiple layer optical, like 50 layers on one disk. I mean, imagine a DVD that can store as much information as like 5,000 DVDs currently. That technology has been invented and it's going to get commercialized, and it's going to come out in the years ahead, not too distant future. It will enable all the world's knowledge to exist on your desktop computer without an internet connection. Understand, this is a decentralization phenomenon. What this means is that searching the world's knowledge can be achieved locally on your own desktop without relying on Google. You don't need centralized systems, which of course filter out the truth and mostly push propaganda and lies. But then the question becomes, well, who's going to provide this resource of information, and how do we know that we can trust them? Well, the best candidate for that right now, in terms of the structure of it, is large language models, AI systems. And large language models can encapsulate a tremendous amount of human information in a format that can chat with people or answer questions or generate text or write reports or generate summaries of content, things like that. And wouldn't you know it, the federal government is, through CIA backdoors, is ordering the large AI engines like Gemini or Claude or ChatGPT to conform to the fake narratives of the CIA. Narratives about vaccines, narratives about JFK assassination, narratives about 9/11, narratives about January 6th, etc. All these models have to conform in order to be allowed to exist by the federal government. But there's another realm of technology, which is open source language models. That's the realm in which I operate. And those do not require government approval. They are decentralized knowledge. They can be downloaded and run locally on your own desktop. They are getting incredibly capable, and when combined with the rapid advancement in consumer-grade computer hardware, such as NVIDIA, AI chips or GPUs, as they're called, graphics processing units, before long, you will be able to outperform ChatGPT on your own desktop or even on a laptop. In fact, we're really close to that right now. Some say we've already reach that threshold, that some of the newest open source language models can match the quality of output from ChatGPT. That's a huge deal. And that's likely to continue to improve in the years ahead. And this is why we're working in the AI space, in order to generate content that is truth-based, that counters the false propaganda narratives of the establishment. Because we believe in decentralized knowledge. So we're training our models to understand a lot about history, to understand the truth about vaccines, the truth about big pharma, the truth about 9/11 and January 6th and things like that. So that knowledge can be made available to the people. Now, what's really interesting about this is that through that knowledge, it also effectively begins to decentralize medicine. Because the powers that be want medicine to be entirely controlled, don't they? They want to control medicine. They want to license doctors. They want to approve drugs and then censor and ban everything else, which is the job of the FDA. Just like Google, its mission is to separate you from knowledge. The FDA's mission is to separate you from medicine that actually works, which is natural medicine, herbal medicine, alternative medicine, food as medicine, nutritional supplements, and things like that. Recognize the pattern here? Just like the central banks, their job is to isolate you from wealth, to loot your wealth constantly through money printing. You see, this is the common thread. Every one of these institutions exists to keep you trapped in a system of centralized control. And they attack decentralization technologies. They try to suppress them. They try to force you or corral you into centralized monopolistic systems like vaccines or pharmaceuticals or using the dollar as your currency, etc. This is why ultimately they don't like cryptocurrency privacy coins, because they don't believe in privacy. They believe in surveillance. They want to surveil you. They want to loot you. They want to confiscate your money. They want to devalue your money through fiat currency counterfeiting operations. But if you're using cryptocurrency, especially privacy-oriented crypto, then they can't see how much you have. They can't monitor your transactions. They can't take it from you. So they can't just automatically confiscate it, etc. The one crypto that the establishment likes now is Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is a surveillance coin. It effectively spies on you. Nothing is private. Everything, every amount that you send, they know who it goes to, where it came from, how much it was. They can trace it all the way back through the blockchain because it's all fully transparent. There's a whole company, Chainalysis, or Chainalysis, that does that. And they earn billions of dollars a year providing forensic reports on crypto, you know, crypto transactions, tracking people, etc. But if you use a privacy coin like Xano, Firo, Monero, something like that, then they can't track it. So that's decentralization. So think about it. Let's zoom out and look at the common thread here. What do privacy, crypto, natural herbal medicine, open source language models, and free energy technology all have in common? They empower the people with decentralized solutions that cannot be easily controlled or limited by the powers that be. And that's why all those things are suppressed or under attack. On the flip side, what do central bank currencies have in common with medical licenses and Google and, you know, centralized AI systems like ChatGPT? What do they all have in common? They're centrally controlled. And thus they are distorted, perverted, weaponized against the people in order to enslave the people, to surveil the people, and to push a false narrative, you know, the Truman Show, to reinforce the illusion that you live in a free world, or that you're a free citizen, or that history is what they told you. All of this, or that you should obey the health authorities and line up and take the jabs. This is all reinforced through the search engines, through the AI systems, through centralized controlled corporate media, etc. So understand that the war, the real battle that's happening for humanity right now, it's not a battle about left versus right, politically, that's for sure. It's not a battle about race or black versus white or anything of the kind. What it is, it's a battle between centralized control versus decentralization. That's the battle. Decentralization means you have self-authority to determine what medicine you use, what systems of money you use, where you get your knowledge, or even to have your own knowledge bank that you can search through yourself, etc. Decentralization means empowering the people. Think about decentralized food production. You get away from corporate agriculture and you shift into small, localized, distributed farms that in the aggregate can produce a lot more food, but certainly even more so with more resilience and redundancy. That's absolutely critical. But see, they don't want people to home garden. They don't want people to homeschool. They want you to send your children to indoctrination centers that they control. Those are public schools or universities. And the whole system favors that. They don't want you to home garden either. They want you to buy food through their centralized corporate controlled system where the food is sprayed with brain-damaging chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, gender benders. That's what they want, you see? So understand the fight that you're in. Now, if you want to achieve personal freedom and abundance and victory in all of this, the answer is simple. Decentralize your life. And that's why I launched the show now a year and a half ago called decentralize.tv. Decentralizing your life, and by the way, you could go there and watch all the episodes. Just go to decentralize.tv. Decentralizing your life means getting out of the monetary system and using decentralized forms of value, gold, silver, privacy, crypto, etc. Decentralizing your food supply means growing some of your own food or buying from local farmers or CSAs, you know, farmers markets, that kind of thing, food co-ops. have a network where you can trade people something for their food or produce food yourself in some way. That's decentralization. Decentralizing medicine, same thing, but you have to have knowledge about nutrition and natural medicine, home remedies, essential oils, all these kinds of things. You need to know about chlorine dioxide. You need to know about iodine, colloidal silver, you know, all these things. Ivermectin, critical to have the knowledge in order to be decentralized, to be empowered. And in terms of where you get your information, it's absolutely critical to be decentralized. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, great. You're already well on that path because, you know, I'm a decentralized source of information. Nobody tells me what to say. And I certainly don't get memos from the CIA like the corporate media does. So this is one source, but check out all the other videos at Brighteon.com or check out the posts that people put on Brighteon.social. It's an uncensored social media website. Or check us out at Brighteon.io, which is a decentralized, uncensorable social media site powered by blockchain. That's really interesting. That's, again, Brighteon.io. And then if you want to take advantage of our new upcoming AI models, we'll be releasing what looks like an 8 billion parameter model in March. We'll be offering that for free at Brighteon.ai. So you just go there, download the model in March, or actually you can go there right now. You can sign up for the email alert list. We'll email you when it's available. You can then download and run the model for free on your Mac, on your Windows computer, or on your Linux system. And a lot of modern laptops even have enough power now to run these models. You don't have to have a special graphics card to do it, although that does make it faster. But if you have a Windows machine and you're looking to buy a graphics card or a Linux machine, the card you want is the NVIDIA RTX graphics cards, typically like the 3090, 4090, or I think the upcoming 5090 cards. Typically, you'd like at least 16 gigabytes of RAM, but you can get by with less. You can get by with 12 for a lot of these models. Just depends on how fast you want them to run. Or you can run these models just without a graphics card. They're really slow, but they still work. So some things to think about. You can decentralize your life in so many ways right now, in your food, your medicine, your money, your knowledge, your future, all of it. It just requires taking some steps, making a decision, making a choice to decentralize. Don't use Google products. Don't use Gmail. You know, get off of YouTube if you can, for the most part. I still use YouTube to search for how-to videos, like how do I repair a shattered PVC pipe or whatever. You know, YouTube's great for that. Or how do I disassemble this particular firearm? You know, YouTube's got more videos like that than anybody. But increasingly, you can go to Rumble or you can go to Brighteon.com and you can find much better video content. So use the right tools that are decentralized and you will achieve more freedom, more abundance, and ultimately just greater happiness in your life because you'll be in control. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Of course, you can read my website, naturalnews.com, which is now publishing 4 times a day. So you'll get a lot of great content there every few hours. And then on top of that, we have Brighteon.com. And my channel there is HR Report. You can also follow me on Telegram at Real Health Ranger, or you can follow me on X. Health Ranger is my username there. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here,
But they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you that you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements, that's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms, where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Nessa's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.